With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, we are on the road today for the holidays, and hopefully that changes our luck a little bit. After three really good days on the podcast, we come back with back-to-back clunkers. So hopefully today's a new day and we get back on the winning side of the ledger. Let's start in the National Football League, a Thursday night battle between Tennessee and San Francisco. So a short week for both. The 49ers enter this one 8-6 straight up, 7-7 against the spread. Last time out, they defeated Atlanta by 18. The Titans, 9-5 straight up, 8-6 against the spread. Last time out for them, they lost at Pittsburgh by 6. So the 49ers have won 5 of their last 6. Their only loss in that stretch was a 7-point loss at Seattle. The Titans, meanwhile, they've lost 3 of 4. Their only win was a 20-point win over Jacksonville. San Francisco has been good on the road this year, 5-2. The Titans are 5-2 at home. Tough to be happy with the Titans' performance post Derrick Henry. The Titans have scored only 13 points in each of their recent 3 losses. But I think A.J. Brown will play tonight, and that should really help Mr. Tannehill. Home dog, winning record, excellent coach. I'm going to take the Titans tonight, plus the 3 over the 49ers. Next up, we go to college football. 2 bowl games on the docket, and let's start with the Frisco Classic. It is North Texas plus the 2.5 over Miami of Ohio. So Miami ended their season with a heartbreaking 1-point loss to Kent State to finish the year at 6-6. This has been a hard luck team all year long, losing 3 games in conference by a total of just 4 points. North Texas, meanwhile, finished the year winning 5 in a row, including an upset win over UTSA in their finale. That ended the UTSA perfect season. Given the lack of MAC bowl success, the MAC is 0-4 in bowl games so far, and with this game being just 30 miles away from the Mean Green campus, I'm going to go the Mean Green today, plus the 2.5 over Miami of Ohio. Next up, we go to the Gasparilla Bowl in Tampa. Well, I remember the big Gasparilla boat parade during my time living near Tampa. I also know what it means for Central Florida to get the opportunity to play Florida. Just 2 lifetime meetings between these schools. The last occurred in 2006, where the Gators crushed them 42-0. UCF has been trying to get this game on the schedule for the last 15 years. UCF is 8-4 this year, winning 5 of their last 6 games. Florida beat Florida State to end their season, but lost 5 of their previous 6 games. Everyone I know is playing Central Florida, and I get scared when it seems to be that obvious. Florida started this year with a ton of talent, but with most of the coaching staff moving on, I expect UCF to want this one just a little bit more. Gus, this game matters to your fan base. Bring it home. I'm on the Knights, plus the 7 over the Gators. Next up, we go to the Association, where we're going to play Oklahoma City and Phoenix under the 215. So our 3-game winning streak ended last night. Hopefully we can start another one tonight. The simulator gives this one a 75% chance to go under. So we're going Thunder and Suns under the 215. Next up, we go to college basketball, where the lines, unfortunately, are still not out for the Diamond Head Classic. So we're just going to give you 2 games today instead of our customary 7. Game number 1, it is Weber State minus 1 over Fresno State. So Weber State has been the exception to my little school hosting the big school so far. Weber has lost back-to-back home games against Utah State and BYU, giving up 95 and 89 points, respectively. Fresno is a solid team coming off a 55-50 loss at Utah. I just don't see them scoring at the same level as Utah State or BYU. So I'm going with the Wildcats, thinking they finally win one of these three big school games. It is Weber State minus one over Fresno State. Next up, we go to the Big East. It is St. John's minus six over Butler. I make this wager expecting St. John's top player to be back from COVID. He missed the Pitt game, and they struggled to score, losing 59-57. Johnny Jungle is in panic mode, but I do trust Mike Anderson. They play well against Indiana, losing by two on the road, and the loss to Kansas will happen. So calm down, everyone. Butler, on the other hand, I'm still not sure who they are. They have the nice win at Oklahoma as a double-digit dog, but they've also been extremely uncompetitive, losing by 18 or more to Houston, Michigan State, and Purdue so far this year. Some pretty good opponents, but still, nonetheless, they were uncompetitive. So I'm going to take the Red Storm at home, minus the six over Butler. So let's recap your small card for a Thursday. In the National Football League, we like the Titans minus the three, or excuse me, the Titans plus the three over the 49ers. In college football, in the Frisco Classic, we're on North Texas plus the 2.5 over Miami of Ohio. In the Gasparilla Bowl, we like UCF plus the 7 over Florida. In the NBA, we like Oklahoma City and Phoenix to go under the 215. In college basketball, we like Weber State minus the 1 over Fresno State. And we're on St. John's minus the 6 over Butler. So that's your card for a Thursday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.